This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Thursday, June 11th. I'm Audrey McCabe. The Beehive Fire in Montrose County's West End has continued to grow. As of yesterday at 5 p.m., it had grown to approximately 319 acres and was 0% contained. A second fire, the Paradox Trail Fire, was detected during the efforts to fight the Beehive Fire on Monday. The Paradox Trail Fire is in South Mesa County and was estimated at 52.4 acres at 2 p.m. yesterday. Tuesday's strong winds contributed to increased fire activity and growth on both incidents. As of yesterday, firefighters and aviation resources were continuing to work in steep, rugged terrain to slow fire spread, identify opportunities for containment, and improve access for incoming resources. Air resources remain actively engaged, supporting suppression efforts with water and retardant drops. Type 3 incident management teams have been established to support operations on both fires due to increasing complexity. KVNF will keep you informed if the fires continue to spread. In statewide news, Governor Jared Polis has nominated three new Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commissioners. According to the Colorado Sun, Polis nominated three commissioners earlier this year, but two of them did not receive enough support from the state Senate, which must confirm the appointees. Their nominations had faltered over a lack of confidence from the state's hunting and fishing community to represent its interests and a belief among some sports people that Polis was trying to stack the commission with people pushing an agenda tilted towards conservation and animal rights. This time around, Polis appointed a fly fishing entrepreneur and conservationist, a big game hunting veterinarian, and a researcher studying human-wildlife coexistence. The new appointees are drawing some of the same criticism from hunting groups as their predecessors did, but the two conservationist candidates are receiving support from conservation groups. The three will be active commission members with voting authority prior to their confirmation hearings in July 2027. And in news out of Montrose, the Montrose Daily Press reports that an error in the city's final budget for last year has left Montrose's development and revitalization team short almost $250,000. According to Michelle Wingfield, the city's community initiatives manager, an incorrect amount was written in the professional and contract services line item in the city budget. That line item represents the largest source of the team's funding and pays for programs including grants for buildings and small business owners. The council will address the situation at an upcoming workshop June 15th at 10 a.m. and likely at a later regular meeting. Wingfield stated that the council can easily vote to rectify the situation and restore the intended funding, and hopes members of the community will show up to the upcoming meetings to show their support for DART's mission. If you're interested in the importance of local reporting, join KVNF, Citizens for a Healthy Community, and the Paradise Theater for a screening of the film Steal This Story, Please, tomorrow evening. The film tells the story of Amy Goodman, an independent journalist who has spent more than three decades reporting from war zones, protest lines, and the front lines of democracy through the Democracy Now! Newsroom. The evening will begin with a panel discussion, Community Life in the Information Age. The panelists will explore what it means to produce, consume, and share trustworthy information in today's media landscape. The event is free to the community. We hope to see you at the Paradise Theater tomorrow, Friday, June 12th at 7 p.m. GEO Group, the corporation that operates immigration detention facilities nationwide and in Colorado, has sued the state over a new law requiring health and safety inspections. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Benta Berkland has more.
GEO Group says Colorado's law is unconstitutional because it infringes on federal immigration authority and violates the Supremacy Clause, that the activities of the federal government are free from regulation by any state. GEO is asking the court to block the law's implementation. Governor Jared Polis recently signed it into law. Backers of the law say they've heard disturbing reports of unsafe and unhealthy living conditions for immigrants in detention, and say GEO should be able to prove they meet the basic levels of care.
That was Benta Berkland for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The third annual Songwriter Festival in Cedar Ridge was June 5th through 7th, with headliner Rodney Crowell as a special guest. Crowell's concert sold out within hours, but KVNF was there to enjoy some of the songwriter rounds. Marty Drillin reports.
Sponsored by the Grand Mesa Arts and Events Center and Stars Guitars, and run by enthusiastic volunteers, the Songwriter Festival took place in 7 venues in the small downtown area, with 21 artists playing in various configurations over 3 days. The driving force of the festival is singer-songwriter David Starr.
The songwriter in the round format's a little different than an individual show, because it's you want to keep your songs concise and your stories concise so that everybody gets a chance to express themselves. Mm-hmm. I've been lucky to meet a lot of these people on my journey out doing this for all these years, and I see the people who are really good at it. Everybody's situation is a little different, but I think what ties us all together is we can't not do it. You know, if you're drawn to do it, you just have to figure out how to make it work. In my case, I've got a guitar store that's sort of my home base and keeps me grounded. And a lot of people I know in this group, for instance, some of them teach. Other folks will go only out on the road sporadically. You know, everybody's kind of got their own situation.
Is there a real difference between the people who make it big and the people who just play in the cafe?
Persistence, timing, and you just can't take luck out of the equation, you know. I guess it's a lot of it is right place at the right time, you know. I know a lot of folks that go to Nashville, for instance, and say, I'm just going to stick it out and see what happens. But most of them wind up going back where they came from in a lot of cases, or finding some other thing that they can make a living doing there while they're pursuing music. So it's rarely just one thing, you know. It's always serendipity and luck and talent and all those things. Who you know, that's a big part of it, just like in any career, you know.
Often one songwriter will be inspired by another's song and sing a tune that's related. Here's an example when Deb Shear of Denver played her song about not moving to Nashville because it would make her hair frizzy, then finding another excuse not to go. And Michael Lilly picking up on that excuse and presenting another take on it.
Yes, Nashville passed the hair test, but I still can't make up my mind. Now my new excuse about moving there is not about the weather or my hair. All I need to make my dreams come true is for Nashville to pass recreational too.
Do it, so I'll be safe. Good luck with that.
Good luck with that. I came home last Friday night. Boss man had me all uptight. First thing through the door, I crack a beer. One sip, two sip, three sip, four. But the weekend calls for something more. That's when I face the worst of all my fears. I can't find my weed.
That's gonna be your part. Here we go, try again.
Can't find my weed.
Now I forgot where I was. I'm trying to teach it. Yeah, can't find it.
Can't find my weed, can't find my weed. Tell me where the ganja go, can't find my weed, can't find my weed. Yeah, I've been looking high and low. Well, I can't ask the missus and I can't ask the kids. Can nobody tell me where it's hid? Lord, what have I done? Can't find my weed.
As founder of the Art Center and of the festival, David Starr is recognized as a leading light of the arts in Cedar Edge, but he's quick to put the credit elsewhere.
We couldn't do it without the volunteers in this town. This Art Center is the most, it's a holy place for me, because these people show up and they do the work and they're happy warriors, and it's just, I live in the best place ever. What I've tried to do is make it the kind of place I'd want to live, and hopefully leave it better than I found it. You know, we're only here for a little bit. We need to try to do what we can.
Tune in to Locomotion on Tuesday, June 16th at 5 p.m. for a longer story and more music from the Grand Mesa Arts and Events Center Songwriter Festival. For the KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.